people's minds. It, like, hick comes to mind. So I would I don't know if I would say that I am. I guess if someone said, are you a Southerner, I go yes, and then I'd probably say, but I'm from Atlanta, or I'm from Roswell, a suburb outside of Atlanta. It's not like other places in Georgia. That's probably what I would say.
Okay. So, I mean, you wouldn't feel any really sense of community with, say, somebody from whatchamacallit, Mississippi?
No, I really wouldn't.
Okay. Having been in Athens for a couple years now, when going back to Roswell, do you see things or do you notice things that maybe you didn't realize were there before, just because you saw them every day? I mean, not necessarily physical things, just anything about Roswell.
Obviously, there's a lot, you know, the residents there are either older or, like, really young kids, so there's a lot more poverty in Athens, a lot more homelessness and stuff like that that I see. I know there is in Roswell, but I don't see it all the time. I don't see it all the time here either, but it's a lot more predominant. The way I live here is a lot like the way I live in Roswell, so it's not like crazy switch, but I would say things are a lot slower paced in Roswell. There's always something happening in Athens, to me, because it's like kind of a progressive college town, whereas there, you know, nothing I'm ever interested in. There's never any concerts or anything like that or anything fun for younger people to do in Roswell other than, like, go see a movie or chill at Starbucks. So I don't know if that answers your question, but...
No, it does. Okay. Did people ever hang out at Waffle House in Roswell? Was that a thing?
I'm sure they did, but I wasn't one of them. Yeah, I would say so. But I would say that the restaurant, like Taco Mac or something, was more popular. But I hadn't been to a Waffle House when I was in high school.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I was kind of a loser. Not really a loser, but I didn't do a whole lot. I stayed home a lot of weekends.
Would you say that's different than what the normal kid in Roswell High School was doing?
Staying home on the weekends? Not really. A lot, I mean, my friends, we would just hang out at each other's houses or something like that. I guess not a whole lot of people did a whole lot other than maybe on occasion go to Waffle House at night. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like those rebellious kids who started drinking when they're like 16 and then go out and then get stoned and then chill out in the Waffle House parking lot. I guess I wasn't one of them, so.
Yeah. I want to get back to a question I meant to ask earlier. How important is, you know, youth sports and sports outside of the school, like YMCA-sponsored things and that sort of thing?
I don't know about the YMCA, but the Roswell Rec. Everybody pretty much gets involved when they're little, in some form of the Roswell Rec. Like, it's either dance or Little League or gymnastics or something, but it's really important, yeah.
What is the Roswell Rec?
It's like the YMCA of Roswell. It's just like the recreation center, and I mean, you can take art classes or dance classes or karate classes, just community center, and they have events sometimes, and there's a nice walking trail. You can pretty much take anything you're interested in at the Roswell Rec.
Cool. But would you say, were high school students involved in the Roswell Rec as much as maybe older citizens, younger citizens?
Not really. Not unless you didn't really establish your kind of sport in high school, then you might like take a class here and there at the rec. But a lot of, I would say, high school kids kind of